You probably know the phrase, I love New York, but you might also know that everything's bigger in Texas. Virginia is for lovers, and in Las Vegas, what happens there stays there. But what comes to mind when you think of Sherman Oaks or Baltimore or Schenectady? More and more cities are trying to sell themselves to potential tourists and businesses, and like any other product, they all want catchy slogans and brands. Well, if you have questions about the difference between a slogan and a brand and the process of coming up with a zingy title, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. We also have an email challenge for you. Come up with a slogan for your city, state, or town. The address is talk@npr.org. We've already gotten some entries on our email challenge. Boise, Idaho. 100,000 Californians can't be wrong, since Karen Burns from Boise. She lived there for 10 years. Originally, she's from Orange County in California. Randy Snow is the executive vice president and creative director for R&R Partners, the advertising firm that came up with the slogan for Las Vegas. He's with us now from the studios of member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Nice of you to be with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Also with us is Matthew Kish, a reporter for the Indianapolis Business Journal. He's covered Indianapolis's quest to find a new and saleable identity. He's with us from the studios of member station WFYI in Indianapolis. And thanks to you for coming in.
Thank you, Neil.
So, Randy Snow, tell us how what happens here stays here got to be on all those television ads.
Well, it was part of a project we were working on about, let me see, this is 2006, about 3 years ago, maybe, no, 4 years ago, summer of 2002. And we were working on a new campaign for Las Vegas, and a couple of our writers came into my office and said, we've both come up with the same idea independently of one another at the same time, and they basically said, what do you guys think about what happens here stays here? And at the moment, it pretty much felt like it had some real possibility. And we, you know, we went from there. We worked with it. We took it to the client. We built some ads around it, tested it, brought it out to some consumers, got their response to it, and the rest is television history, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. But obviously, that phrase, what happens here stays here, not original with either of your employees.
Perfectly not. No, I mean, for years and years and years, salesmen have been saying what goes on the road stays on the road. I've heard people attribute it to the Marine Corps. And we don't in any way, shape, or form claim original authorship of it. It's just an idea and a concept that we thought fit the Las Vegas brand very, very nicely.
Mm-hmm. And it came at a time, this is, I guess, during the travel slump after 9/11, and Las Vegas was looking to change its image a little bit back towards Sin City.
Yeah, it was. It's not that we were changing back to Sin City, because we've always been that. We've always been an adult destination. It was more just a recognition that that is what we are. Let's embrace it. Let's be who we are. Let's be what people want us to believe. Let's be true to our roots and our nature.
Now, here's a slogan suggested for Philadelphia from Stephen Schmidt in San Rafael, California. What happens in Philly? Hey, wait, what happens in Philly? Anyway, let's talk to Matthew Kish. And Indianapolis wanted to get in on all of this, and they decided to come up with a brand for the city, right?
Yeah, for about 2 years now, we've had a variety of tourism, business development, and arts organizations gathered around a flip chart and trying to come up with a new brand for the city. They hope to put it out this summer. And the final brand will include not only a slogan or a tagline like Las Vegas, but also some sort of new logo for the city, as well as a new color scheme for the city. Mm-hmm. So far, they've spent about $350,000. And to preempt your next question, I do not know what the new slogan's going to be.
Well, I know what it's not going to be, because they did come up with one saying Indianapolis, the new Midwest.
That's correct. The 14 groups working on the brand had decided that was a good slogan. However, they put it to a couple of focus groups, and the focus groups decided that it was kind of a dud. They didn't like the word new. They thought it made it sound like something used to be wrong with Indianapolis. And for some of them, the word Midwest had some negative connotations. I think what they were going for is the new Midwest being sort of a vibrant and dynamic city here in Indianapolis, but that's not what resonated with focus groups.
And I gather that the state of Indiana had already taken Restart Your Engines.
Yeah, that's correct. The state had spent about $90,000 to come up with Restart Your Engines in April. Previously, the city's tagline was Enjoy Indiana. So they thought needed a new tagline, and they came up with that after a little bit of research themselves.
Mm-hmm. Randy Snow, what's the difference between a slogan and a brand?
Well, a slogan is simply that. It's a slogan. It's a set of words that you set at the end of an advertisement or underneath your logo or whatever. It's just it's a part of a greater whole. The brand is basically an emotional connection between your visitors and your destination. It's something that exists in the mind of your customers. And slogans can kind of illuminate that. They can bring it to focus for people. But the brand itself is that emotional connection that your customers actually have. It's the expectations they have. It's the beliefs they have. Brand exists in your consumer's mind. It's not something that just sits at the bottom of a logo.
Interesting. Now, in Las Vegas's case, the city exists on tourism. The idea of the slogan was to appeal to tourists. I guess Indianapolis's case is a little bit. It's not so clear. It's a little less. It's a little muddier.
Well, it could be. I don't. You know, I'm not privy to what the goals of the Indianapolis situation are. Clearly, ours was to get to a connection that our customers basically tell us that they have with Las Vegas. And we want to, you know, put the brand into words for them. That's where What Happens Here Stays Here works. It is, and we knew it was good when we tested it because everybody said, oh, that is so true. That is exactly how I feel. If you can get people saying that with a slogan or an idea, that means it is touching them in the way that the brand touches them. It is reaching them on the same level that the brand does.
Matthew Kish, in terms of Indianapolis, who's paying this $350,000?
Actually, there is no public money involved in this. The 14 various groups that are participating have all kicked in a little bit to the pot. Those groups include private sector organizations as well as some various not-for-profit and civic groups as well. But there is no direct city money being spent on the brand.
And would that be the case in terms of the Las Vegas slogan, Randy Snow, or was that municipal?
No, we work for, our client is actually the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, and they are funded through their room taxes collected here from tourists and visitors who pay room rates. They pay a room tax, and we're funded entirely by room tax. So we are governed by a board, and it is, in that sense, public money.
All right. Here's some more suggestions we got. This from Deirdre in Sarasota, Florida. If the hurricanes don't terrorize you, the housing prices will, or the most beautiful place that you can't afford to live. It's an odd thing. You know, we're obviously soliciting jokes here, but if you can get the right joke, it might turn out to be a pretty decent slogan. Don't you think so, Randy?
If people feel that it's basically at its core true, and it summons up feelings that they already maybe deep down have, sure, there's clearly nothing wrong with humor. What happens here stays here is a tongue-in-cheek thought.
Sure. Here's this from Christian in Oakland, California. Oakland, it's nicer than you think. Well, let's get Kevin on the line. Kevin's calling from Amherst in Massachusetts.
Hi, Neil.
Hiya.
Amherst for a while has had a slogan that was developed by Nancy Jane's restaurant here, and it's Amherst, where reality is an option. And anyone who lives here, not just the many students that we have, but people who live here, understand it and truly believe it.
So that makes it something that it might be viable. But has anybody put it on bumper stickers or T-shirts yet, Kevin?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Nancy Jane sold T-shirts, and there are many around still.
All right. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I have to ask Randy Snow, I guess this all goes back. Is I Love New York the mother of all city slogans?
I suppose that. And of course, Virginia is for lovers. Is the one that's often pointed to in academic circles and whatnot. They stuck with that slogan. I think they just retired it last year after 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two, you're right, that tend to rise to the top when the discussion of slogans and destination brands come up.
And you read of all these struggles, and it's not just Indianapolis. I know that the state of Delaware wanted to retire Small Wonder for some reason. They're still having a large problem coming up with one. And the state of New Jersey, similarly, again, the joke, you got a problem with that, you know, it's not easy to come up with something that everybody's going to get along with.
I'll tell you, we have worked with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority for close to 28 years, and for the first 25 years of that, we had not come up with What Happens Here Stays Here. We've been through many slogans and many ideas, and you never know when lightning's going to strike.
Could you give us some of your real clunkers?
Hopefully the clunkers weren't the ones that were published, but we have, we go back to 25 years ago, the resort bargain of the world.
Las Vegas, zippy, open
24 hours, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Here's one for Tyler in Oregon. Portland, Oregon, drier than Seattle, cheaper than San Francisco. Serviceable, maybe. Let's get Cindy on the line. Cindy's calling from San Jose.
Hi.
Hi.
Even with decent pay, there's no way to live in San Jose.
The rhyme. I like the rhyme. That's
bah,
good.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. It's, did you study poetry in college, Cindy? It's got a nice scansion
to it. No, it just came to my head.
All right. A little iambic pentameter never hurt anybody. Thanks very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're talking about slogans for cities, states, and towns, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Here's a suggestion. We got a city slogan for Wheat Ridge, Colorado. What's eating you? That from Todd Frederick. how big a business is this, Randy Snow?
How big a business is what exactly?
Is this idea of coming up with slogans? I mean, are people all around the country trying to come up with slogans for Oshkosh?
Apparently they are. And I often get calls from reporters in local areas. I've been called from people in Seattle. I've been contacted from people in Atlanta. Because we've got What Happens Here Stays Here out there, a lot of people want to bounce whatever their city's potential slogan is off of us to see what I think of it. And it's, you know, it's often hard for me to judge on that because I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what their goal is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's a lot of people wanting to do it. I mean, everybody wants to get on to the next I Love New York or the next Virginia's for Lovers, or hopefully we're in that category. We'll soon will be. And the key to it is whatever the slogan or the idea is, the brand has to deliver on that promise. There has to be an element of truth in it, and it has to be understandable to the audience. A lot of cities, I think, look internally and say what they want to say, rather than doing some research and finding out what it is the market wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That there's often a disconnect there.
Yeah, Matthew Kish, that seemed to be the problem with Indianapolis, the new Midwest. That was what they wanted to say, but when they tested it with focus groups, it wasn't what people wanted to hear.
Yeah, it sounds like it just didn't resonate with people the way they wanted it to. Another issue that's come up in Indianapolis is they are trying to come up with a slogan that not only appeals to leisure travelers, but also to business groups as well. So the brand can be used to pitch Indianapolis as a great place to relocate a business. So that kind of makes it a little bit dicier to come up with a brand that has that sort of broad appeal to it. I know people have told me part of the success of the Vegas slogan is that it simply appeals to leisure travelers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to sort of nail down one group like that.
Is Indianapolis much of a destination for leisure travelers?
Indianapolis actually had $3.3 billion in direct tourism spending last year. Indianapolis 500 last weekend, Final Four this year. We have 20 million visitors annually, so it is quite a tourist destination.
All right. Let's get David on the line. David calling from Chicago.
Yeah, I just thought of a slogan for Indianapolis. I would say easy living in the fast lane.
Oh, you should scribble that
down. I'll pass that along.
Yeah, okay. David, you may want a percentage if they take that up.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks very much for the call. The Washington State Tourism has chosen Say Wa, says emailer Julie from Washington State. She describes that as one of the most ridiculous slogans imaginable. Sounds a little bit too much like Say Duh. So, there's good ones and bad ones. This from John Edwards. Flagstaff, Arizona, come on vacation, leave on probation. That's so bad. A Missouri slogan from D. Franks. I've wished for years Missouri would promote tourism with Missouri loves company. That's not so bad. It's got a little zing to it. And here's my city slogan for my city, writes Lynn in Chicago. Chicago, where voters never die. Naples, New York, writes Carol O'Brien. That's a small town she describes in the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. A drinking town with a fishing problem. Again, I don't think that's original with her. Your advice not only to say what people want to hear, Randy Snow, but maybe not to look too much for originality?
Well, I mean, that's hard to say. We were lucky in that we found something that resonated with an idea that's been around. But there's nothing wrong with originality. I work in an advertising agency. We deal in the originality business. I don't think that you can say that original is or isn't the right thing to do. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's one of those things, you know it when you hear it. It just kind of resonates and is easily remembered and easily identified with.
Let's talk with Anthony. Anthony in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
You know it's summertime in Oregon when the rain gets warmer. We don't want to encourage people from California to move north.
Yes, I think we've gotten that impression from Oregonians in the past.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thanks very much, Anthony.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, good luck. And let's see if we can get Sylvia in. Sylvia calling from Traverse City in Michigan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's not the official slogan, but the locals always say, a view of the bay is worth half your pay.
That's not so bad, but isn't Traverse...
That's to justify what they feel is low pay for this area.
What isn't Traverse City a cherry jubilee of a city?
Cherry Festival.
Cherry
National
Festival.
Cherry Festival.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, and good luck.
You're welcome.
And thanks to both of our guests for putting up with all of our slogans. Did you hear anything, Randy Snow, that you liked in particular?
You know, there were some fun things. There seems to be a theme of self-deprecation. Everybody seems to want to come up with a theme that somehow takes their own city to task.
No. Randy Snow, thanks very much for being with us. He's the Executive Vice President and Creative Director for R&R Partners in Las Vegas. He didn't come up with the slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but he knew a good idea when he heard one. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And he was with us from KNPR, our member station in Las Vegas. Matthew Kish joined us. He's a reporter with the Indianapolis Business Journal, with us from the studios of WFYI in Indianapolis. Thanks to you, too.
Thank you, Neil.
Ira's here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.